group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your Up North dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this absolutely wonderful, cloudy, overcast Hump Day Wednesday, July 15, 2026 edition. Doing a little housekeeping, I just noticed Miss P had a comment earlier. What we need to do is get government out of health insurance and out of our public schools. It would fix the problems in both. Prior to Obamacare, healthcare was even more affordable. Prior to government overreach in our schools, the kids actually learned about history, civics, math, and reading. Well, it all goes back to Ronald Reagan. The most famous words of all: I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Yep, that's the problem. And that's exactly why we have to have a businessman. We need a businessman to fix it. Because you have to understand that this is a problem that can only be fixed by an outsider. You can't have a congressman, John James, to be our candidate to be the governor of the state of Michigan, because he will lose. I'm telling you right now, folks, Jocelyn Benson will mop the floor with John James. She is an attorney pit bull who will absolutely destroy him on a debate stage. Her policies, her programs are going to appeal to the majority of Michiganders, and Jocelyn Benson will get elected. If John James is our candidate, I'm telling you right now, I'm making this proclamation July 15th, roughly about 3 weeks before the primary. If he, John James, is the Republican nominee, Jocelyn Benson will break the historical cycle of Michigan electing a Republican, then Democrat, Republican, then Democrat every 8 years to be the governor of the state of Michigan. Benson will break that cycle. 2 weeks from this coming Tuesday, August 4th primary, if John James is the nominee, Benson's the next governor. After 8 years of Gretchen Whitmer, Democrat, we will have another 8 years of another Democrat named Jocelyn Benson as the governor of the state of Michigan. It's that simple. He cannot beat her. It's that simple. So what you guys have to decide is, do you want to win in November and get an outsider businessman who can fix this stuff? Because everything Ms. P said right there is actually true, but it can only be done one way. Let me explain to you how it can be done. 86.4 billion dollar budget. When you add all the money in the pot right now in Lansing, 75.2 from the Republican passed budget, another $9 billion that's sitting in a boilerplate, another $2 billion that's sitting in a slush fund. When you meld it all together, our budget's at $86.4 billion proposed to go into effect on October 1st at the stroke of midnight. Perry Johnson, you're going to see the TV ads through a audit of every single bureaucratic agency and department, like, for example, Department of Labor, Bureau of Labor and Economic Opportunity, Housing, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, all these other agencies. Well, guess what? They get audited and they get cut, eliminated. The budget goes back down to roughly about $60 billion. Being able to do that, you can eliminate the state income tax. You can eliminate property taxes on seniors. If you are currently on Medicaid or Medicare, your property taxes are eliminated, with Perry Johnson being the next governor of the state of Michigan. Seniors are on fixed incomes. They should not be paying property taxes any longer. They don't have children in public schools. They don't consume that much public services. Guess what? You work your entire life to pay off a 30-year mortgage, and then you have to continue to pay property taxes, or you lose your house to a tax foreclosure sale. It's got to stop. Well, what about young people? He's going to get there. But you got to eliminate the income tax first, which attracts millionaires to our state. When they come, they create jobs. That creates opportunities for young people to move back to our state. As more people come here and pay the sales tax and all the other taxes that we have going, well, guess what? We have enough money to fund Lansing, where you can go ahead and finish the elimination of property taxes. That's why Carla Wagner of Axe My Tax has formally come out and endorsed Perry Johnson. Absolutely, absolutely has endorsed him. Ryan Kelly, former governor candidate, if you supported Ryan back in 22, he endorsed Perry Johnson. Ralph Rebant, who's coming on in the next segment, ran for governor in 22, didn't make it on the ballot this year. He's endorsed Perry Johnson. He's going to come on and talk about why. This is a very, very simple process. And John James says on the debate stage to Perry Johnson, eliminating the state income tax is a stupid idea. A stupid idea. You arrogant, pompous, making $172,000 a year as a congressman, wants to be the governor of the state of Michigan so he can go to his kids' baseball, football games, basketball games in Grand Rapids. Sir, you're a fraud. You got elected to represent the 10th Congressional District where allegedly you lived in Shelby Township, Michigan. You don't live there. You live in Grand Rapids. You've been a carpetbagger congressman for the last 2 years of your service in Washington, D.C. And now you want to be governor of the state of Michigan? Folks, just telling the truth. We cannot allow John James to win the primary for governor on August 4th. He will lose to Jocelyn Benson in November. Governor Jocelyn Benson will be the governor of the state of Michigan for the next 8 years, starting January 1st of 2027. 8 years? That takes us all the way to 2034 election. This is insanity, people. And I, for one, don't care who President Donald Trump endorsed. You got bad advice in endorsing John James for governor. You got bad advice for endorsing Michael Bouchard Jr. to replace John James in Congress. Sorry, President Trump, you screwed up. Can't believe that people are even considering it. One of the things you have to look at is not only the spending and the budget, but how do you, Ms. P, get rid of government overreach in healthcare, government overreach in the public schools? You eliminate the waste, fraud, and abuse. You make the departments more efficient. You reduce the budget, and then you know what you can say, and it's justified. Sorry, we don't have the money for that. Sorry, there's not enough money in the budget to pay for these programs. You're going to have to teach kids in public schools reading, writing, and arithmetic. And I'm talking cursive, not printing. You got to go back to teaching the basics of our education system, what our founding fathers learned when they went to school. You have to be able to read by the third grade, or you don't get promoted to the fourth grade. You have to know how to do math. You need to know how to do science. You need vocational training, wood shop, metal shop, auto mechanics, electricians, welding. All this needs to be taught in the public schools. Why? Because trades, vocational working men and women, AI can't replace you. To be a welder, to be an electrician, to be a plumber, AI can't do that work. It's that simple. You get a trade skilled, you were out of school within usually about a couple of years. By the time you're 20 years old, you're making close to $80,000 to $100,000 a year with no artificial intelligence or data centers being able to replace you. It's that simple. You need to understand that we can fix this, but we need the right governor. And if you cut the budget, you cut the dollars, sorry, we don't have the money for that. Perry Johnson will get it right down to what we are supposed to be doing in Lansing, giving the money back to the counties, letting them do things at the local county level, and shut Lansing down. Go back to part-time legislature. There's no reason for them to be there all year round. Do a budget and go back to your own bed. Live in district basically 8 months out of the year. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Do you suffer from political insanity disorder, where you keep voting for the same people over and over again and expect a different outcome? The good news is there's a cure. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress in Michigan's 1st District. It's time to elect someone who cares about people, someone who is from the district. Washington is stagnant. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment, hour number two. Little housekeeping, looking over your text message comments. Greg O'Neill, Uncle Ted Nugent needs to drop his endorsement of John James and get behind Perry Johnson. Honestly, Greg, I think that may be in the process, and I'm going to tell you why. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday, July 25th, we will be down at Liberty Mountain USA. Ted Nugent is not charging to perform at this concert. This is a benefit fundraiser for the Michigan Republican Party, all 83 county parties, and the Republicans running. Perry Johnson, Mike Cox will be there. John James won't. And when I get to see Ted, I'm going to go up to him and say, your endorsed candidate, John James, for governor, won't even come to your concert, that you're doing a fundraiser for the Michigan Republican Party, Michigan Republicans, all 83 county parties. He didn't even bless us with his presence. Ted, you need to withdraw your endorsement of John James, and you need to get behind Perry Johnson. I am going to make it my mission in life to say that directly to Ted Nugent's own ears. He also came back and said, but isn't Mike Rogers also a carpetbagger? Absolutely. But guess what? He's the only candidate on the ballot. I'm surely not going to vote for Abdul El-Sayed in November. You cannot hold your nose and not vote for Mike Rogers. You have to vote for him. You can't leave that oval blank. We surely do not want a Muslim as a U.S. Senator in Washington, D.C. with ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, a terrorist organization. I have no problem with him being a Muslim. This isn't about his religious choice. It's about his association with a known terrorist organization, Muslim Brotherhood. Pat Kobach called him out on it 8 years ago when he was running for governor on the debate stage. Kobach running for governor, Bill Schuette, Brian Kelly on the Republican side, Gretchen Whitmer, and Abdul El-Sayed on the Democrat side. This guy ran for governor in 2018. Now he wants to be a U.S. senator? And he still has ties with the Muslim Brotherhood. Greg says, yeah, Randy, I know, but it just upsets me that he's anointed by President Trump as being our candidate. He's the only one printed on the ballot. Personally, whoever wins the August 4th primary as Republicans, November 3rd, I'm voting straight Republican ticket. I'm not going to waste my time coloring in the ovals. Whoever wins the primary, I'm voting straight Republican ticket, and I'm flipping the ballot over. We need to elect the two Supreme Court justices, Judge Michael Warren and the judge, I got to remember her name. It's Michael Warren, M-W and B-W. I forget her name. The judge in Oscoda. Will somebody please text me her name? We need to elect those two justices to the Michigan Supreme Court. I'm going to reach out to both of them and have them on the show once we get past the nominating conventions on August 22nd. You'll get to know these people running for Supreme Court justices long before November 3rd. But getting back to fixing the state of Michigan, Ms. P, guess what? You do an audit, you reduce the budget by $20 billion, and guess what? We don't have the money for it. A lot of this crap that Lansing's spending money on, if you eliminate it, the money for it, the budget for it, you reduce it, guess what? We don't have the money for that. That's exactly what we need to do, period, end of conversation. So we have a process. The process is vet the candidates. Vote for the best person that you think will fix the state of Michigan and beat Jocelyn Benson in November 3rd. That's what it comes down to. Pure and simple. And if we get our turnout like we had November 5th, 2024, for the presidential election on the Republican side, we win on November 3rd this year. You guys have got to make sure all your friends, everybody gets out and votes. And you deer hunters out there, there's no reason why you can't vote early. I know you're out there every week baiting your deer blind, getting things ready for November 15th rifle season. Well, guess what? You have to vote on November 3rd. Homeschoolers, you need to vote on November 3rd. Every single person who goes to church on Sundays, you need to vote on November 3rd. You have to understand this process, folks. And we have to be engaged and get the turnout this year. It's that simple. Ralph Rebant didn't get on the ballot for governor. He's come out and endorsed Perry Johnson. We'll talk to him why he did it. Third hour today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan.